While distressing, the news of the helicopter crash in Iraq is hardly surprising. Robert Wall, who is senior Pentagon editor for Aviation Week and Space Technology, has written about helicopter safety and joins us from Crystal City, Virginia. Robert Wall, is it just that there are lots and lots of helicopters flying all the time in Iraq and Afghanistan, or is there a lot more danger associated with them?
There's certainly, over the last 2 years, there's been an increase in not only the total number of accidents the military has experienced with helicopters, but also the accident rate. This is attributed in large part to the difficult environmental conditions in both Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as just the wear and tear that the day-to-day operations and flying are having on people and equipment.
More than 30 helicopter crashes just in Iraq.
Yeah, certainly the flying conditions in Iraq, but also in Afghanistan, are extremely difficult. Very fine sand can take a toll on the equipment, and also when you land, it can make it very, very difficult to see. And a large number of accidents have been attributed to that condition, which the military calls brownout.
How important is the helicopter to the U.S. military?
U.S. operations in Iraq could not continue without the heavy use of helicopters. In fact, as the roads have become more dangerous with the use of improvised explosive devices by the insurgents, the use of helicopters and also fixed-wing transport has become more crucial.
But a helicopter, even under the best of circumstances, is a pretty delicate beast.
They're difficult pieces of equipment to fly. They take a lot of work to maintain. A lot of the helicopters that are currently in Iraq are quite old, so it takes a lot of work by both the pilots but also the enlisted maintainers to keep the equipment flying at the pace and that they're using them over there right now.
Is that harder to do, say, in Iraq than it would be in an uncontested area, say, in Kuwait or back home in the U.S. for that matter?
Well, it certainly is more difficult than it would be back home in the U.S. Your facilities aren't as good. The environmental conditions are extremely difficult. Imagine over the summer, for example, having to change an engine when it's over 120 degrees outside. The metal gets hot. And again, people are operating around the clock when they're in Iraq, so errors may be more likely to slip in.
Is there a dimension here of pilot training or retraining?
I think the issue is not so much pilot training. It's really an issue of the constancy of the operations. The only training aspect that you hear repeatedly is that maybe commanders need to undergo better risk assessments. Are certain missions being flown in the way they should be flown at the time they should be flown? On the other hand, others will point out that when a mission has to go regardless of how dark it is. If someone is under fire or some wounded Marine needs to be extricated from a zone, then they will fly those helicopters. That's a risk they will take, and that's basically the cost of doing business.
But you're saying others would say that if it's a transport mission, then perhaps the decision of whether to take off in that degree of dust, for example, might have to be recalibrated, how that decision is made.
Absolutely. There's certainly a feeling that if the mission isn't absolutely crucial, that commanders should be very aware of the circumstances in which they send their helicopters out to avoid sending them into a nasty environment or at a time of day when they really don't need to be flying.
Robert Wall, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Robert Wall is senior Pentagon editor for Aviation Week and Space Technology.